Hi, this is David Giard, and we're back. We're talking about Azure Mobile Services. In the last lesson, we showed you how to implement single sign-on with our sample application, and we used the generated application that was created from this lightning bolt page. It was a simple to-do item list. Now, that's really just a sample app to show you how the syntax works. In this example, we're going to show you how to create your own table and authenticate or and update that one using Azure Mobile Services. So what I'm going to do is go over to the data tab. Here's my to-do item table, but I want to add my own table here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit create, and I'll call it customer, and I'll take the default permissions here. Anybody with the application key, that'll be true for inserts, updates, deletes, and reads. Of course, I could change that if I wanted to no permission or for single sign-on or only scripts and admins, but I'll leave that default in there. I'll save that. And that'll create, that'll actually go out to my linked SQL server, and it'll create a table called customer. I'll know when it's done because this will stop moving there. I'll click on OK. So now it's done. Now if I look at this, there's no data in here. If I look at the columns, there's just the ID and some of these auditing columns to handle some concurrency stuff, but there's nothing else in here. I want to have a customer column. Probably I want a first name, a last name, an address, all kinds of things that a customer would want. We'll keep this one pretty simple. All right, so let's go back to our application right here. This is the generated code, and let's look at the model that we have so far, our to-do item right here. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to copy these properties here. Let's see. No, actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this right-click and say add a new item. I just want this to be a regular class. I'm going to call it customer. I want to make sure it has an ID. It'll be a string. I want it to have, how about first name? Let's just go with name, not first name. We'll just give full name. And another property, just so we have something non-string. How about an integer? That'll be the age, customer age. That's important in my company. All right, so there's our model right here. I'm going to make it public. The namespace to just gr and make it a little bit easier. I could just add a using to all my classes, but and I guess I have to spell everything properly. Public, not public. All right, so now I have a customer class, and so now let's review the code here. This stays the same. This, when the application starts up, I'm still going to be calling the same mobile service, but the URL to get to that table is going to be gr.azure-mobile.net/tables/customer. I don't have to worry about that here, but in my main page, first thing this did is it generated this right here, this to-do table. It did it from app.mobileservice.getTable, and it passed in this generic to-do item. I want to do something similar, but this time I'm going to pass in the generic customer model. And I'll call that customer table right here. And I'll just worry about the insert for right now. I'll do this await customer table dot insert async right here and pass in a customer. Oops, I've got to create a customer object first. So this one had a parameter, a to-do item. Why don't I just var cust equals new customer. There we go. Created one, and I'll say cust dot name equals, the full name equals, and I'll just reuse whatever the user typed in here. To-do item text. So the user types in some text here. I'll just pretend that's the full name of the customer. Cust.age. Why don't we use a random number here for that? New random dot next. between 21 and 65. Right there. Does that return an integer? Next returns an int. Oh, I need an equal sign. Cust age equals right there. That's good. And then right here, I'm just going to pass in that cust object. That should do it. That should show me what I want to do. So let me set a breakpoint in here. Build this. That's all good. I'm going to turn off the single sign-on authentication in here. That just will complicate this demo here since it's really not a part of it. So I don't want to log in with Twitter for this demo. I want to keep it as simple as possible. And I'll run the application F5 to run right in here. And now in my text box, I'll type in David Giard right here. Wait for that thing to enable. Everything is done asynchronously in here, so sometimes it's a little slow. Did I not do something right? Unauthorized. Maybe I didn't turn something off here. Let's do that again. Oh, I know what I did wrong. I did. I guess I do need to have the user logged in with Twitter. Turn that back on again. The reason is because it is doing this asynchronous refresh. This is happening here asynchronously, and I've turned on some authentication on that, saying requiring the login. So I guess I better turn back this on, turn this back on right there. Let's run that again. And this will force me to log in with Twitter. That's fine. Sign in. Takes me back here. But now what I'm going to do is I'm going to type in David Giard, a username, and click on save. And here I am. It's going to generate a new customer. I'll step over that, step over that, step over that. So now my customer right here has properties of David Giard and, oh, at 54 years old. That's fine. Make me an old man. And step in there and it'll call async and then it'll just go on with what I was doing before. So now what is it going to do? It not only did a to-do item here, but it also should have hit the HTTPS colon whack whack giard.azure-mobile.net/tables/customer and passed in a JSON object consisting of a customer with an ID, a full name, and an age. It should have done it with a post verb because it was insert, and it should have then been converted into a SQL insert statement. So let's take a look at the data. Let me close this right here and browse it again. And now the customer table, there it is. It has a full name and it has an age. You can do something similar with the update and the delete and the read and so on in order to customize your apps. So in this example, we've shown how to use that custom app and within that framework and write some code to generate and populate and read your own custom table. Thanks for watching.